Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
About 300,000 Vietnamese live in the United States. Almost all of them came after the fall of Saigon in 1975. They've settled in every state of the Union, but the largest concentration is in Orange County, in Southern California. Viet Hung is the stage name of a prominent performer. On Saturday mornings at his home, he coaches young Vietnamese of Orange County on the fine points of traditional South Vietnamese music drama called Cai Lung. You could translate that as opera. When I arrive at his home, Hung is rehearsing his students in the living room. Hung graciously offers me a beer as soon as we shake hands and say hello. I'm tempted, after the long, hot drive from Los Angeles, but ask him for a rain check. The rehearsal continues. One aria in South Vietnamese traditional opera is very popular, especially so in the U.S., because it seems so poignant for the Vietnamese refugees here. It's called Vọng Cổ, or Remembrance of the Past.
Đừng trách người đi sao dội nỡ lạnh lùng. Thương làm sao những khi tình vừa chớm mong, buồn nào bằng khi nói chuyện lìa tan. Hẹn với em ngày tàn lửa đao binh, bụi đường xa tôi bán gót đăng trình. Anh sẽ trở về nối tiếp mong ngày xanh, cho duyên tóc được đẹp tình đôi lứa.
A short excerpt from Remembrance of the Past, a favorite aria from South Vietnamese opera, sung by Duc Hien. When it's time for me to leave the rehearsal, Hung quickly entices me to stay by more hospitality. I enjoy more of the rehearsal, sipping the beer, but finally I really must leave. This time, Hung tempts me with my favorite Vietnamese delicacy, cha jo, or spring rolls. The aroma draws me to the kitchen, where I sample a few. As I leave, Hung insists I take a whole plateful for later. The next day, my travels take me to Korea, where I attend an international conference on traditional music. In the lobby of our hotel in Seoul, I talk with my colleague, the eminent Vietnamese musicologist and performer, Tran Van Khe.
I can't quite figure out what's the relationship of the accompanying instruments to the voice.
Yes. At the beginning, the musical instrument and the voice were in unison. But bit by bit, there is a sophistication of the accompaniment. And so instead of using only traditional music instrument as the dan, the 16-string sitar, or dan kim, the moon-shaped flute, or the dan ko, the two-string fiddle, we have used in 1930 Western musical instrument, but modified to Vietnamese taste. That is the space between the two frets, you know, there is a space. And so we deepen the space.
Between each fret?
Yes, between each fret. And so we can press the strings and play the ornaments which are suitable for all types of traditional music.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming back to the question of what is the... It sounds very polyphonic to me. What...
Yes, it is. It is. And many people would say heterophonic or polyphonic stratification, because each musician can have a special way of accompanying the vongo, and sometimes each musician has many ways of playing according to the singer, according to his mind, according to his inspiration. Mm-hmm. And so... I say that the vongo was composed by Ong Shao Lau, but now it is a collective creation, because each musician can recreate the piece.
Vietnamese musicologist Trần Văn Khê.
We must have hope in life, even if, you know, this is hopeless, but we can hope.
Khê's son, Trang Quang Hai, is also a performer and musicologist. I asked Hai about the aria Remembrance of the Past.
This piece is very important, especially for any Vietnamese who is abroad, because it can remind them, you know, any Vietnamese of his country. For example, if you are away from your country, and this piece can remind you of anything, especially if you are from the south. It is as strong as the national anthem.
Back in Southern California, an elderly Vietnamese musician also performs for the Vietnamese community. His stage name is Lu Lien, and he plays several traditional instruments. The Vietnamese zither called Dan Trang resembles the Japanese koto, except it's smaller and has metal strings. Lien plays a prelude and a folk song on the zither.
Đây là nhạc mở đầu. Nhạc tiếp theo là bài Lưu Thủy. Đây là dạo thơ tao đàn ngâm thơ.
Lu Lien playing Nhâm Thơ. Vietnamese culture is close to Chinese in many ways, so it's not surprising that the Chinese lute pipa has its counterpart in the Vietnamese tiba. Lien plays a folk song from central Vietnam on the lute.
Lý mười thương. My name is Lu Lien. We have the Vietnamese artist refugee. And we are the most unfortunate people in the world.
Unfortunate? Why?
Because after 30 years of war, we had to leave our homeland. We arrived here with empty hands, except we have Vietnamese instrument of music on our back.
Lien's image of the Vietnamese refugee arriving with only a musical instrument on his back is a telling one. For the musician himself and for his community, that tool of his trade can be very important in constructing a new life in a new world. For the more contemplative, there's the chamber music on the zither or lute, such as the refined music Lien just played for me. But there's an extrovert public side of Lien which I see when his trio, called AVT, performs. In a club, a theater, or a school where Vietnamese get together, the AVT trio has an act that confronts the immigrants' confusion and nostalgia with Vietnamese humor. All three wear traditional Vietnamese robes and they carry Vietnamese instruments, but the songs are an interesting mixture of East and West. One skit is a supermarket encounter in which they have trouble recognizing their own countrymen in the mélange of races found in Southern California.
Hi. Are you Chinese?
No.
Are you Japanese?
No.
Oh, you are?
I am Vietnamese.
And you?
And you?
Vietnamese too.
Oh, thế là Việt Nam cả mà cứ hai mấy ba mấy bốn hoài.
That's not a guitar. It's the pear-shaped Vietnamese lute called thi ba, which Lien played earlier. They've added extra strings so that it can be played like a guitar.
Mít.
Thế ông là mít.
Vâng, tôi xin giới thiệu với ông. Tôi là mít.
A lot of this is wordplay. The old name for Vietnam is An Nam. During colonial times, the French called the natives An Nam Mít. The Vietnamese picked up on that last syllable, mít, and used it as an ironic term for themselves.
Mít sang đây lâu năm rồi nó khô lắm lóc á. Còn mít ướt là như chúng mình này, chân ướt chân ráo sang đây là mít ướt đấy.
Nhưng mà còn một thứ mít nữa mà tôi không hiểu, hai bạn có thuộc về cái loại mít đi không?
Mít gì?
Đó là mít rừng, mít dại đó.
Ướt means wet. In Vietnamese slang, the early immigrants call the latecomers, the boat people, ướt. It's roughly equivalent to wetback.
Tôi là ướt.
Tôi cũng là ướt. Ba chúng ta đều ướt.
Ôi giời, tôi trông anh quen quá, không biết tôi gặp anh ở đâu nhỉ? À, tôi gặp anh ở Camp Pendleton.
À, gặp ở trên cái trại Pennsylvania đó, Indian Town Gap đó.
Camp Pendleton and Indian Town Gap, Pennsylvania, are refugee relocation camps in the United States. The singers say, maybe that's where we met.
Bước chân chúng ta còn khắp nẻo đường ở trên đất nước, các nơi nữa, cũng như là chúng ta còn đang đi ở trên những chiếc What People đi khắp nơi để tìm sống.
Bởi vì thế đúng, cho nên tôi nhớ ra rồi,
tôi cũng nhớ ra rồi, mình người đồng hương, vừa vượt trùng dương thoát cơn là máu xương, mình lìa quê hương vinh biệt là phố phường. Vĩnh biệt người thương đôi mắt lẻ còn vương, mình nhìn nhau chung nỗi đau hoài hương. Mai này tới trên ngàn lối, ta đắp xây đời mới đi khắp nơi nơi.
Tôi vào Mỹ,
tôi vào Úc, xin chớ quên nguồn gốc vì người Việt Nam.
Nhưng mà các ông có biết không, sang tới cái đất Mỹ này đó là cái việc tìm một cái job cần lắm.
Phải.
Chứ không cứ ở nhà babysit cho vợ thì phiền lắm cơ đấy.
Thì vì thế cho nên tôi vừa mới volunteer đi theo một cái đoàn người.
Finding a decent job is a major worry for Vietnamese. One fellow says he got laid off and his wife keeps after him to find employment again.
Quit job. Thế
này là ông này là bị lay off. Mà tôi nói cho ông nghe.
Còn ông thì ông cứ...
Không, tôi thì ghê lắm, tôi phải đi săn job ngay, tại vì vợ tôi nó bắt tôi phải đi tìm việc ngay lập tức.
À, thế à?
Cho nên là nghe tôi đi săn job.
The song says life in America is full of contradictions. The man has a job interview, so his wife consults a horoscope, burns incense, and makes offerings to the ancestors. Goodbye at the end of the song is what he says as he leaves home, but this could also refer to the tragic breakup of Vietnamese families under this kind of strain.
Nhưng hôm nào,
alo alo,
tôi đi lên đường,
alo alo,
vai mang ba lô leo lên phi cơ đi Chicago, vợ con ra đường bao nhiêu tay giơ.
Goodbye. Đoàn này đông, dân Mỹ dân xì, Hàn Phi thì ít, xem chỉ có vài anh biết. Anh nhìn đâu ai nên biết, đồng bào mới qua cùng sợ làm ông Reagan, cùng sợ làm ông Reagan.
In Vietnamese slang, a Reagan check is a euphemism for welfare. It's shameful for an Asian to accept charity.
Nhiều anh thì làm nghề vặt cam,
nhiều anh thì vắt sữa,
nhiều anh thì cưỡi ngựa chăn bò là chăn heo. Sang đây ông cũng như thằng lên voi xuống chó không chừng.
Đời tôi bỗng dưng thành kỵ sĩ.
Cái gì? Kỵ sĩ là cái nghề gì?
Trời ơi, sang đây mà không hiểu.
The old class structure is upside down in this country. A fortune teller once told this man he would become a humble keeper of water buffalo, but in America he's an artiste, and here's the tune to prove it.
Ngon lành lắm.
Thank you.
the ABT trio, led by Lu Lien playing Vietnamese fiddle, with Vu Huen playing Vietnamese lute and Trong Duy. Their act has a modern sound to it, but it's not too far removed from Vietnamese traditional drama, in which songs and humor are used to comment on events of the day or problems on the audience's mind. The AVT members and Viet Hung's opera group live in Southern California, but many excellent Vietnamese performers live in other parts of the United States. In New Jersey, for example, Mrs. Huang Wang is a housewife, but on tour she's a singing star. In Lexington, Kentucky, Dao Zuyang is a medical doctor serving a residency, but he's one of the few performers in the U.S. who can play the Dam Bao, a single-string zither unique to Vietnam. These two first-rate musicians were brought together for the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. The song she sings is adapted from the South Vietnamese folk repertoire, and it takes playful images of things that go together in order to express love.
Nightingales eat lychee fruit. Yes, oh yes. Lychee on yonder tree, oh my darling one. Little fish love water. Yes, they love water in this my pond. Oh, do you love me? 3 years. Yes, I can wait, let alone 1 year, oh my darling one.
Lý Chim Khuyên, bài Dân ca miền Nam, Hoàng Oanh trình bày, Đào Duy Anh, đệm, đàn, Độc Huyền.
Anh đừng ngồi ở con bàn chẳng yên.
singing a refined version of a Vietnamese folk song, Huang Wang. She's accompanied by Dao Ziyang on the monochord. Incidentally, you play the monochord by plucking a harmonic from its single string, then adjusting the tension for the many other notes before the tone dies away.
Ngày xưa mà lâu nguyên gặp tiên, bây giờ mà ta cũng đào nguyên, nguyên hẹn hò.
Ali hò lờ, Ali hò lờ. Sài Gòn, Sài Gòn ấy tiếu bồng lai.
Once again, the AVT trio, this time singing a raunchy song about looking for girls in Saigon back in the good old days. This is a good example of how the immigrant musician adapts traditional instruments and dramatic forms to deal with immigrant problems. Can't find a decent job? Write a song about it. Lu Lien's chamber music and Hung's opera singer, as well as Huang Wang's songs, all help the immigrant community face their past and integrate it into the present. They came to this country with empty hands, as Lien says, but they brought that prized instrument on their back. It's a real pleasure for me to thank the musicians who made this program possible, not only for their fine performances, but also for their hospitality and cooperation. Viet Hung's opera group, especially Duc Kien, Lu Lien and AVT, Huang Wang and Dao Ziyang. I'm especially grateful to Nam Lok for making contacts for me in Southern California, and to my friend Nguyen Ngoc Bích for translations and background information. The Smithsonian Folklife Program kindly provided the recording of Huang Wang and Dao Ziyang. I recorded most of the music on location for this series with professional equipment generously provided by the Center for American Folklife. Deb Lamberton contributes a lot to these programs as consulting producer. Post-production engineering for this program is by Andy Rosenberg, Leo Del Aguila, and Bob Nock. Please join me for the next program on Music in a New World. I'm your host and producer, Carl Signell.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. The production of this program was made possible through a grant from the Folk Arts Program of the National Endowment for the Arts and with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.